if you are not consistent, you are sacrificing your results. You're leaving gains on the table. You're leaving results on the table. The reason is, if you're not consistent, how do you know what is working when you change things? You don't know. There's no consistency. You're up and down with your caloric intake. Your macros are all over the place. Your consumption of organ meats are all over the place. Your training is inconsistent. You're sleeping well some nights. You're not sleeping well other nights. Too many variables. If any of you have ever done any scientific studies, controlling the variables is the most important aspect of the study. You need to make sure you are as consistent as possible. That way, when you make these subtle changes, you are able to notice the nuances in what changes as a result. If you're changing, let's say, what time you train, what you eat, how long you sleep, or what time you went to bed, you're changing a lot of variables. It's going to be hard to isolate which was the deciding factor in giving you the most results. So this has to do with changing your nutrition, changing training styles. You just need to be aware of how many variables you're changing. But also, if you're not consistent, you don't know what to change. I can't tell you how many times people say, well, what can I do to lose weight faster, lose fat faster? I'm like, what are you doing? And people have no fucking idea what they're eating, how much they're eating, how often they're training, what they're actually doing. They don't even know themselves. So how the fuck am I going to answer that question? Think about it. You're asking someone a question. You don't even have the data. How am I going to help you? How can anyone help you? You don't even know what you're doing. So if you're really trying to get to the root cause of certain issues, you got to be keeping a journal. You got to be keeping focused. You need to keep as many aspects of your life as consistent as possible. Control what you can control. That way, you know what you can work on individually. You don't know what you need to go to if you don't know where you currently are. So should you be eating more calories? I don't know. How many calories are you currently eating? You don't know. So what the fuck are we doing here, right? If you don't know what you're eating, if you just say, hey, I'm eating healthy, you don't remember what you're eating. Human memory is garbage. You need to actually keep track of these things if you really care. If you're really struggling with getting results, you need to get as analytical as possible. Now, I'm not saying that's the way it has to be long term, but how do you know what to change if you don't know what you're doing? And how do you know what you should be changing or what could be benefiting you or making it worse if you're not consistent? So the more consistent you are and the more deliberate you are, the better you will be in terms of navigating and figuring out what works best for you. One of the best ways to do this is to practice meditation, mindfulness, brain gains. We have that inside Swolenormous X. If you're not a member, join today, swolenormousx.com. Use code GTTFG at checkout for $20 off your unlimited membership. And the reason why mindfulness is so important is because it helps you focus on being in the present. Now, you might meditate you might do brain gains 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. It might not seem like much, but when you practice brain gains, it actually helps you stay focused and stay centered throughout the rest of your day, the more consistent you get. When you get consistent over time, you are able to tap into that being present more frequently throughout the day. So it translates into your consistent state of being, but you have to practice that. You have to build that habit. And that's one thing that can help you call yourself out on your bullshit. So be consistent. If you want better results, improve your consistency. Be deliberate. Meditate. Focus on the things that you can control. Maximize those. Those fundamentals, the seven pillars. Go to the basics. Be consistent. Change things. Improve things. But keep track. Know what you're doing. Know what you're currently doing. Then be deliberate in your adjustments. And then reap the rewards. Analyze and be relentless.